passage is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 4 to 11. Paul writes, "Such is the confidence that we have through Christ towards God. Not that we are competent of ourselves to claim anything as coming from us. Our competence is from God, who has made us competent to be ministers of a new covenant, not of letter, but of spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. Now with the ministry of death, chiseled in letters on stone tablets, came in glory, so that the people of Israel could not gaze on Moses' face because of the glory of his face, a glory now set aside, how much more will the ministry of the Spirit come in glory? For if there was glory in the ministry of condemnation, much more does the ministry of justification abound in glory. Indeed, what once had glory has lost its glory because of the greater glory. For if what was set aside came through glory, much more has the permanent come in glory." Last week at Pentecost, during a scripture study in the parish, someone asked, what did Paul mean when he writes about living by the Spirit? And one person in the group replied that it was not so much a question of living by the Spirit, but rather letting the Spirit live. This, in fact, is just the advice given by Meister Eckhart. Where the creature stops, there God begins to be. God wants no more from you than that you should, in creaturely fashion, go out of yourselves and let God be God in you. When we go out of ourselves, then the Spirit produces all those fruits named by Paul in the letter to the Galatians: love, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness. That these are the work of the Spirit set free in us, we know, because all these fruits mentioned by Paul are the same words used in the Bible to describe God. By the Spirit, we ourselves become godlike. In today's first reading, Paul uses the beautiful image of glory, and toward the end of the same chapter, which is not part of today's reading, he compares Moses' veiled face with our unveiled faces. All of us, with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected as in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. We are transformed into what we contemplate. We become what we see. Unveiled, we are so transformed that we are able to see as God sees. And this is what it means to be involved in a ministry of the Spirit. The great Saint Basil the Great has a beautiful description of this transformation. He writes, "Even as bright and shining bodies, once touched by a ray of light falling on them, become even more glorious and themselves cast another light, so too souls that carry the Spirit and are enlightened by the Spirit become spiritual themselves and send forth grace upon others. This grace enables them to foresee the future, to understand mysteries, to have their thoughts fixed on heavenly things, and to dance with the angels. So is their joy unending, so is their trust in God unfailing. So do they acquire likeness to God. So, most sublime of all, do they themselves become divine." This is what it means to let the Spirit live in us.